The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. In this segment, we hear from Terrence Shelton as he shares what it was like to return home from college and see all of the homes in the neighborhood gone. The struggle his family endured after his grandfather lost his home to the construction, and what it's like for him still living in the neighborhood today and being constantly reminded of all that was lost. Mr. Terrence Shelton grew up at 725 Euclid Avenue, about a half a mile from where the Innerbelt is today, and he still lives there. However, when he left for college, construction of the Innerbelt had not yet begun. He attended Grambling State University in Louisiana, and when he returned home, he was blindsided by what had happened in the neighborhood.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe all the houses were gone. I can remember my mom and her brothers and sisters fighting to keep hold of the property where my grandparents, where their mom and dad grew up at. I think the house had already been torn down, so we were just really maintaining the yard. My grandfather was still alive. I'm like, God, how can we let this happen? My mind kept saying, how can we let this happen? How do we let this happen? How do we let this happen? You know, it's my inward and outward expression at that time.
Mr. Shelton remembers his grandfather living with them for a while, and then he stayed with different family members over time, moving from house to house.
He stayed with us for a month, and then he stayed with another aunt for a month, and we just moved him to different houses. So we all just kind of took care of him, you know. And it wasn't that he was, I don't know what happened to my grandma. I just remember him being quiet. He didn't talk much Noah anyway, but once he retired and the order he got, he just watched Westerns on TV. And then you got people like me who still live in this community and have to drive through it and to have these memories and know that, it was so much life and love there, and then for it to be systematically taken, to me, is devastating. We've lost a lot, not by just demolishing those homes in that neighborhood, but the opportunity for Akron to grow economically, collectively, in an equitable way has been lost. That's the greater loss.
The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle, with additional editing this episode by Flaco Torres. Our executive producers are Liz Agbu of Studio O in the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Caleb Thurman, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition, Mary Plazo, and Rebecca Larson-Troyer with the Akron Summit County Public Library, and a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.